You could be frustrated. You could live miserably outside the vortex, as has your daughter for a number of years.
Right.
But you're no good to her or to anyone else or to yourself when you're out there. So the key, so what this conversation has brought forward, and a lot of people have some issue or another that is their reason for not being in the vortex. So here is the homework assignment. This is what we want you to figure out how to do. This is what you want to do. We started to say earlier that if it was not your daughter, we would maybe, especially in the beginning, teach you to just get in the vortex and avoid that topic. But since it is your daughter, mm-hmm. you can't avoid the topic. It's going to come up over and over and over and over again. So you've got to train yourself into a way of looking at your daughter while you're still in the vortex. Now, that's the assignment. How can I stay joyfully in the vortex, in alignment with the source within me? How can I see my daughter through the eyes of source? How can I see her as source sees her rather than as the mortal me father sees her? And you just have to find a way to do it. You'll figure out things. What are your memories of her as a child like?
Happy-go-lucky, you know, young daughter, you know.
And can you conjure anything that's interesting? In other words, can you conjure something easily about her as a child?
Just from the memories that I have.
For example?
Going to ballet class or acrobatic class, you know, being a little bumblebee at Halloween, you know.
And what was she like then? What was that little bumblebee like on Halloween?
Happy.
And what kinds of things does a Halloween bumblebee say to her dad?
Have a good time, you know, I mean.
So what conversations, what things did you hear from her? What we want to extract from you is some conversation that you remember hearing from her that was a signal to you of her connection. What kinds of things do you recall when she was in the vortex? What was she like then?
The key word, I guess, is the hey, daddy. Those two words, hey daddy.
Hey daddy.
Yeah.
An enthusiastic, hey daddy.
Yeah.
Hey daddy. Something happened and I want you to know about
right.
it. Hey daddy. Hey daddy.
Which I missed today.
Well, we're trying to drag you into the vortex. So, hey daddy. So are you saying to us, this is interesting because something very real happened to you just now. By remembering an in-the-vortex moment, you came to a crashing realization that that moment is not happening now. So the hey daddy lifted you for a moment, and then you felt pain from it. So for a moment, you were in the vortex where hey daddy felt good, and then you remembered there's no hey daddy, and now it's hey daddy. Hey daddy!
Yeah.
So you've got to decide
right.
that you want to focus enough on those. Now, we talked earlier about some processes, lying in bed the night before, getting into a place of feeling good, thinking about anything that makes you feel good, going to sleep, waking up in the morning, lying in bed for a little bit, finding something to appreciate, have something to eat, get yourself refreshed, and then decide that you will do some focus wheels on any subject that feels a little out of whack for you. So this would be a really good focus wheel for you to begin with. And so in the center of the wheel where your objective is stated, you want to put something like, what is it? I want my hey daddy little girl back. How's that?
Yeah.
I want my hey dad little girl back. My enthusiastic for life little girl back.
Right.
So you write that in the center. And now we're going to focus upon your relationship with her or on her, and we're going to try to get on the wheel. So now if you go too far back, it's almost like changing the subject. So you want to find something that in some way makes you believe that it's possible that she's coming back.
Right.
So what kind of thought, the criteria for this first statement to get on the wheel, the criteria for it is that it matches what's in the center of the wheel and you already believe it. So what do you already believe that makes you think that your hey daddy little girl is coming back sometime soon?
Well,